In the words of St. Ambrose, I quote, "This daily bread of Holy Communion is taken as a remedy for daily infirmity. Venial sins are remitted in Holy Communion, both as to guilt and the penalty or punishment due to sin. This is an article of our Catholic faith. It doesn't mean we should not go to confession and confess our venial sins. But of course, everything depends on how much faith we have when we receive Holy Communion. The point is, part of our Catholic faith is that Holy Communion does restore the grace lost through guilt and removes the penalty, temporal punishment due to sins that we have committed." That is effect number three. Effect number four. Protection against future sins. Holy Communion protects us against future sins. The two basic forms of spiritual protection as taught by the Church through Holy Communion. First, Holy Communion protects the one who receives our Lord from the contagion of sin like a spiritual vaccine. For example, coming to India, Frank and I had to receive various inoculations. And we were both given medication to take every day, right? Against malaria. Because in so many ways, a country like the United States is protected. Here, you cannot just turn on the faucet and drink the water, right? In any case, Holy Communion is a vaccine. And secondly, Holy Communion protects the soul from the assaults of temptation, like the Church uses the expression, like a spiritual armor against the attacks of the world and the devil. So two ways the Holy Communion is a protection from sin, by giving us, they're calling it a spiritual vaccine, and secondly, like a spiritual armor against the attacks of the world and the devil. Here I quote St. Cyprian. St. Cyprian was writing in the early 200s. He was bishop of Carthage in Africa. And before the 7th century, when the Muslims wiped out Christianity in Africa, wiped it out, there were hundreds of dioceses in Africa. In any case, St. Cyprian was a martyr. And he says, Christians imprisoned and tortured for the name of Christ received from the hand of the bishop the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ so they would not yield to a Roman prosecutor put on trial, and therefore deny their faith before going on trial. They pleaded, the Christians, give me communion so I will be able to resist the temptation to deny your faith during the persecution of the church in the first 3 centuries of the Christian era. As we've said more than once, from the very beginning of the church, this was the reason why Holy Communion was brought to the early Christians in prison. Why? To strengthen their faith and confirm them in their struggle with the enemies of Christ's name. If we think for a moment that the age of persecution has passed, I'm reading from this manuscript, we are living in a dream. The real world in which we live is a world, and sisters, a world that hates Christ and hates his followers. And the verb is hates. Any time I begin to doubt that, or am tempted to doubt it, all I have to do is, well, open the daily Detroit papers, or, which I never do, turn on the television. Newspaper after newspaper, one program on television after another, undermines the most fundamental truths of our faith, especially in morality. Remember, one weekday, you may have heard the name of an actress by the name of Elizabeth Taylor. You haven't missed anything. But big headlines. Elizabeth Taylor enters eighth marriage. Eighth time that she married. And this is a headline, top, one page. And in the Diocese of Dallas, Texas, the man should never have been ordained. He was married, and the diocese stupidly gave him, well, a declaration of nullity for his marriage. So he was then freed to go into the seminary. He entered the seminary. He was ordained. And then he was accused and found guilty of molesting younger boys. And the Diocese of Dallas was fined $120 million. The diocese went bankrupt. Homosexuality is widespread in America. But to discredit the Catholic Church, they will do anything. So, what we need is Holy Communion to protect us against the enemies of the church.